This week, we marked Earth Day, and while the day passed with less notice than usual, it remains an important reminder that protecting the environment is a case of taking small, meaningful action. Gemma DiCarlo has this story about a couple of Athenians who are doing their part one step at a time.
Like many of us, before the COVID-19 pandemic, Charles Davis had a million things to do. As dean of UGA's Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication, he rarely had free time at the end of the day to spend on something he really enjoyed doing. But now that he works primarily from home, Dean Davis is free to use his spare minutes to make a little bit of a difference.
That like 6 to 8:30 window is kind of my pickup time. So I go out and pick up trash for a couple hours, and it's relaxing and it's beneficial to the planet and it makes me feel good.
While picking up trash might not sound like everyone's idea of a good time, Davis says it's actually really gratifying, not to mention a surprisingly good workout.
Every night I'll walk a mile or two, easy. There have been nights when I've walked three or four, where I'm just walking down the road, picking up garbage, and I look back and I'm like, ooh, I can no longer see my vehicle. So it's deceptive exercise. I don't know, it's incredibly satisfying. And the minute you do it, you can turn around and see where you've been, and it looks noticeably better.
When I interviewed the dean, he was in the middle of moving from Bogart to a new home in East Athens. I asked whether he'd bring his new trash collecting hobby along, and he said absolutely.
Oh yeah, I've already scouted out several stretches of road in my travels back and forth to the new house. I have, a good half dozen roads that are in bad need of attention.
This Earth Day, Davis wanted to emphasize that he's not the only one who can clean up litter as a hobby. In fact, he invites the community to join him.
The only reason at all I want to publicize the fact that I'm doing this is because anyone can do it. I would love it if people join me. There's roads all over the Athens area that are crying out for cleaning.
Michael LaHusky, public relations coordinator for the Georgia Museum of Art, is also an amateur trash collector. For years, he's been picking up litter from the trails he's hiked and backpacked. But instead of throwing it in the bin, LaHusky places each collection into individually labeled Ziploc bags.
You know, when you're out walking on trails, especially with a backpack, there's a lot of great scenery to look at, but you end up really just looking at the trail right in front of you. Staring at the ground like that a lot, you would just notice like almost any little thing that was out of place. I would just start picking that up and sticking it into a pouch on my backpack. And I just realized when I would pull that stuff out at the end of a trip that this is kind of an interesting assortment of random stuff. So I started storing these in little sandwich bags and writing the date and the name of the trail and who I was with on the bags. And it turned into a collection over time.
LaHusky's collection caught the attention of the Linden House Arts Center and its Collections from Our Community series.
They found different people in Athens that just, for whatever reason, you know, have something that they collect, and they asked me if I had anything that I collected. I said, I do, but it's not very appealing. It's not anything that you would really want.
But they did want it. So LaHusky's Ziploc bags of colorful trash were on display in the Linden House's wall vestibule. For a few days, that is.
So this exhibition opened up just right around the time that the Linden House annual juried exhibition show opened. So a lot of people did get to see it at the opening night, but unfortunately, there were only about four more days that the Linden House was open before things were shut down for the pandemic. And so it's no big deal that people didn't see this trail trash, but it's kind of a big disappointment that this large, large show in the community with so much art did not get seen by a whole lot of people.
While you can't see it in person, you can see pictures of LaHusky's display on the WUGA website. And while LaHusky has enjoyed collecting his trail trash over the years, he said that he would rather not see it. Like Dean Davis, he emphasizes that a better world for all of us starts with individual actions.
If you're out enjoying nature, you would want to not litter, of course, but in case somebody else did or somebody dropped something, it's not that difficult in many cases just to pick it up and keep it looking as natural as possible for other people.
Wishing you a happy belated Earth Day. For Athens News Matters, I'm Gemma DiCarlo.
Girl, why not take out the trash? And once you get it-